Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations, individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This month, we welcome back Malika Joubert Brown, Director of Equity and Inclusion with Grand Rapids Public Schools, where the student population represents 55 countries, 54 different languages spoken. Smart group in the house. In addition to you, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, to move us right along. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning, Malika, and to all of our listeners. We're administering a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under the Racial Equity umbrella, and we are trying to do two things. We're trying to give individuals and groups a voice that typically don't have a voice on issues, so that's number one. And we're trying to generate dialogue in the community on critical issues impacting people's lives. So we're doing that on air weekly here on the morning show, and then also on television once a month. We've produced programming on a variety of topics on the Sikh religion and how they are misinterpreted and judged when they're one of the most peace-loving religions in existence, and on policing, gentrification. So a whole host of issues trying to look at how our community can be more equitable for all residents.
Awesome. Let's talk about what you being welcomed back, Malika, to
Thank
be
you.
A little more in-depth into the opportunity to learn on about your Department of Equity and Inclusion with Grand Rapids Public Schools. Take it away. Tell us about your work.
You know, last time we were here, Dr. Gunnell and I, and we spoke about our work and how we are a fairly new office, not new work to the district, but a new office kind of built to bring everything together in the district. And so our main focus is ensuring that students are successful by ensuring an equitable education and one that builds off of the diversity of our students and our staff. So we are committed to celebrating that diversity, to make equitable outcomes a reality for our students, and all the work that goes into that is what we're working towards.
Well, and Malika, the reason that we wanted to eagerly invite you back so soon is when we started talking about celebrating cultures, the great number of different cultures right here in Grand Rapids, and I think when everyone likes ethnic food, everyone likes a diversity of art and architecture and music, but oftentimes when different cultures come and live in our backyard, we are not aware of the fact that refugees come to this country out of fear for their life. They come to this country to bring their skills and their love of a democracy. And so often, if we're not engaged with those different cultures, we have misperceptions. So can you talk a little bit about some of the programs in GRPS and ways that you engage other cultures and engage students in learning and celebrating other cultures?
Yeah. So I'd like to think that every day in our classrooms, our students have an opportunity to learn about those around them, about cultures. We actually serve more than six students from 62 different countries, so we're growing in our diversity every day. And students speak more than 52 different languages. And so, I often talk about it with parents and teachers as a diversity index. You know, out of 10 people, you walk in through our building, 7 people of the 10 that you meet may be different than yourselves. And so in our classrooms every day through conversations in our high schools and conversations about whatever topics they're learning, students are going to give to that conversation from themselves and from their rich, diverse background. So that's one piece. And, we're working on making sure that that is increasingly growing in our classrooms. Then we have some other special things that happen. So, for example, at the beginning of May, we celebrated a festival of cultures around the district. And so buildings were asked to do some things that will allow students, whether they were refugee students, immigrant students, students right here from Grand Rapids, to share about their cultures and where they're from. One particular one that I had a chance to be a part of, or in the audience at least, was at Union High School. And one portion of their programming that they did for students in the auditorium is they had adults who were attached to the school, so maybe their students were there from Syria, and they showed a PowerPoint of Syria before the war And then they talk through and explain their purpose, for, you know, why they came here. And just the point that was for me, and I think I could hear it all over the room, was the huge sigh that happened when they switched to, now this is what my country looks like. And so that's the beginning of awareness for students that will cause some conversations. And all across the district on that day, there were conversations about different cultures and things that happen in my home country and traditions that we have that we hope will begin conversations and continue conversations. And that's the beginning of students being able to understand and know the people sitting right next to them. So the more we begin to foster that kind of talk and those kind of activities, give voice and give some power to our students that we have, our diverse students right here in our classrooms in Grand Rapids. And so coming school year, we'll be doing Studying Culture Month in our schools. And so each month we'll focus on a different culture so that we all can learn, grown-ups alike, the cultures, and really get to know the students who are in our classrooms and the students who we call our friends. And I believe that that understanding of the diverse thought and perspectives that will go into those conversations and the things that will come out will just increase tremendously learning in those classrooms, because now you have all these perspectives and students feel empowered and feel comfortable to add to what's going on in the classroom and the conversation.
We were talking a little bit during the break before we came on about how there's so much teachers can do and need to do to respond differently to students' learning needs. And I was part of my daughter's graduation last night from Grand Haven High School, and the principal, Tracy Wilson, was talking about how
Did you cry?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, with tears of joy. You had to get that in, right?
Yeah.
But the principal there, Tracy Wilson, was talking about how in that school they try to encourage support of one another. And teachers actually that were voted some of the popular teachers, and there are many of them, talked about how they get to know their students and, you know, their home life. And so Malika and I were talking about how the job of schools is to have all children succeed and create a learning environment. And so I was just impressed with what you said, that teachers really get to know different cultures and how to respond and support that.
Yeah, that's important. You know, we've all heard that knowledge is power, and people use it all the time. But in a classroom setting, it is definitely, it's a need. We all know, and we've known for years, that all students don't learn the same way. None of our students bring the same things with them in the class all the time. They all have different backgrounds. They all have their strengths. So why would we teach them all the same? But in order to be able to truly meet the learning needs of our students, we need to know them. We need to know you know, their backgrounds. We need to know their strengths. And that's getting to know not only students in your classroom, but their culture and their parents and their subcultures, and so there are so many things that play into this. And so we talk about culture and heritage and race and poverty, and those are all things that we have to have a hold on. And it doesn't happen instantly. I want to say that I'm not going to be able to snap my fingers, although I wish I could. And we have everything that we need and we need to know, but it's a learning process, and we're committed to taking the steps necessary to be able to do that.
Sounds like the stability, or the sustainability, I should say, of the program is being set, though, with your
we're building the foundation, absolutely.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. So when we talk again, there'll be more to share.
Yes.
Yes. How do we find out more information about you and yours, Malika?
You can go to www.grps.org. All of our departments have pages, and so you can see a lot of the programming happening either on the school page or on the home page. And I know that our page is in construction also. And so as we grow and things are definitely settled, we'll be putting things in onto the website so that you can see.
Thank you very much. Steve, we have a minute left.
And I'm just thinking that the work within GRPS is just benefiting the broader community and neighborhoods and families. So thanks for what you do.
This is so very true.
It's great.
Thank you so much.
If you miss any part of this, you can go to the Mutually Inclusive Radio website on WGVU a little bit later this afternoon and listen to this and other interviews in this series, and then watch also our Mutually Inclusive television episodes.
Thanks to you both for this weekly adventure. Malika Joubert-Brown, Director of Equity and Inclusion with Grand Rapids Public Schools, and you, Steve Chappell, WGVU Grant Writer.